be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. I have to admit that the first verse, or the first line in our column, just kind of sets the whole day, actually our whole lives. Oh God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. And I think that's true. We don't always get, you know, the marvelous things that our God has prepared for us in the future, right now in the past. I mean, right now in the present, and even in the past. But his love for us is also absolutely not understandable. It's just unfathomable. But anyway, the gospel today, believe it or not, is still during the Last Supper. And it's kind of like a farewell talk from Jesus to his disciples. And let's think about this. He is comforting them, not the other way around, which, if you think about it, it would have been nice had it been the other way around. Because Jesus knew what the next couple of days were going to entail, just agony and torture and death, but resurrection in the end. But his talk, he's basically giving them comfort and strength, encouragement, reassurance, love, but also truth. Jesus is always, always telling the truth. So he says, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them. And we will come to them and make our home with them. Well, remember last week's gospel? It's definitely a love one, because last week was love one another as I have loved you. And as we do this, that's how people know that we are Jesus' disciples, how we really care and have patience and strengthen each other and encourage each other and love each other closer and closer to God. That's what we're all about. But then he gives us a little bit of a warning. Whoever does not love me and does not keep my words, and the words that you hear from me are not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. If we think about that, what he's telling us, you're not rejecting me. You're also rejecting God the Father. And that's what we have to keep in mind. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our obedience to God is our love. Our obedience to God is our response to God the Father. And we know next week is Pentecost, so this week we're getting in touch a little bit with the thought of the Advocate. The Advocate, as we all know, is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes to us because Jesus Christ has ascended into heaven, and the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit so that God is with us 24/7. The Holy Spirit is our helper, our God, our comforter, our teacher. And Jesus is letting them know that, yes, I'm going, but you are not going to be left alone. I am not going to abandon you. God the Father is not abandoning you. Our redemption was in the works, and we have that. The Holy Spirit, each and every day, we have the Holy Spirit in us. It's active if we allow it. Reminds us about everything that Jesus has taught us. And as we think about that and practice obedience and practice our love and really do the work of God, our relationship with God deepens. It becomes more intimate, more personal. Because we're fortunate enough to have a God that is intimate and personal and became one of us. So that we can understand and relate to God, and God can understand and relate to us, in such a unique way, and that's through Jesus. We know that Jesus never walked around with fingers pointing or a chip on his shoulder. Here we are again. Peace, I leave you. What a remarkable offering of love to them. He's just about to go through crucifixion, and he's saying, my peace, I give you. And then he's telling them, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. Because he says, yes, I'm going, but I'm also coming back. We are never, never abandoned. And then I love this because it's true. It's human nature. When somebody leaves or somebody dies, we have a grief. We have an aching. We have a longing. We don't like that. And he says, but if you really love me, you would rejoice because I'm going to the Father. Well, that's perfect love. And that's what we're to work towards. Our perfect love for God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and even for each other. And then he says, and now I have told you this because I want to tell you it before it occurs. He's kind of giving them a heads up. After 2,000 years, we know everything that's going to happen. Those men, those women did not know yet. They were not ready. So he was giving them a heads up. The good news for us today is that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit does live in us and with us at all times. All times, 24/7. And our love is when our response is that we can live in and with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at all times. Sounds easy, but it's not. If we think about what we say today during the day, is everything we say constructive and Christ-like and godly and encouraging and loving? Or everything that we do? When we disobey God at that moment during our sin, we are not loving God. We're loving ourselves more. We all do it. And that grieves us. But we have a chance to be repentant, and we have a chance for forgiveness because Jesus gives it to us. So as we come out of our sin and change, we're back to normal, loving God first. It's such an awesome thought that God is actually dwelling in us, in our bodies. That's why we have community. It's a tangible way of knowing that Christ is living in us. Our goal that we want to give back to God is a home, our minds, our souls, our bodies, a home that is filled with His truth, His peace, His love, and a home of obedience to God the Father. Just imagine the care and the love that Jesus has, not just for me and you, but for His entire creation. Think of the love that He had for His disciples that night, comforting them, not expecting comfort, but comforting them. This type of love can only be so reassuring and so empowering that when we leave here, everyone we meet, even downstairs, everyone we meet with joy and the love of God. And if you want, I'd like to read the column one more time, because it's such an awesome column. And if you want, you can join in. Oh God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things, and
above all things, and obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives